Integrity campaigners say it's a dark day after South Australian MPs stripped powers from the state's Independent Commissioner Against Corruption. The Commissioner herself has warned anti-corruption watchdogs around the nation are under attack, and other high-profile law experts agree. Rhett Burney reports.
South Australia's politicians have passed some major legislation in recent times. They've legalised voluntary assisted dying, sex work and abortion. Each has come with some degree of public debate, but when MPs voted unanimously to strip some powers from the state's Independent Commissioner Against Corruption, ABC Adelaide listeners hit the phones.
The issue is that we don't trust our politicians anyway. We don't trust our institutions anyway. So this just further erodes that.
I think this is a fairly hysterical reaction to a very sound and good bill, which was unanimously passed by both Houses of Parliament.
It just gives me absolutely no confidence in the politicians. What have they got to hide?
The bill that will stop the corruption watchdog from investigating MPs and public officials for alleged maladministration and misconduct moved at an unusually ferocious speed. SA Best MP Frank Pangallo introduced it, and it quickly won the support of both major parties, passing the lower house unopposed on Wednesday. By 7 o'clock Thursday night, it had sailed through the House of Representatives unchallenged. In 2018 and then in opposition, the now South Australian Liberal Premier Stephen Marshall campaigned on a mandate to empower the ICAC to hold public misconduct hearings. Now, in a statement, he says the reforms were needed. Two South Australian MPs are currently before the criminal courts. Their alleged crimes were referred to police by misconduct investigations by the ICAC, something the Commissioner, Anne Vanstone, will no longer be able to do.
But I don't take it personally, because ICACs all around Australia are constantly under attack by politicians. The politicians set up ICACs, and then as soon as the ICACs get a bit close to them, they want to dismantle them. Now, at the present time, the Commissioner in Queensland is under attack. Recently, it was Mr McKechnie in WA.
Geoffrey Watson, SC, is a barrister and the director of the Centre for Public Integrity.
Oh, this is a very sorry backward turn toward the bad old days, and it's just disabling the ability to bring out bad government, bad politicians, bad bureaucrats, and expose them for what they are.
Are, as Anne Vanstone put it this morning, ICACs around Australia under attack?
This is evidence that the politicians, as it were, are striking back against the people. They want to return to the position that they were in, where they just cannot be assailed. The decisions can't be checked. There's nobody looking over their shoulder. It's just terrible. That's happening elsewhere.
The Centre for Public Integrity says anti-corruption watchdogs are at the mercy of the governments that fund them, and that needs to change.
Independence can only be achieved if its funding's actually independent of the people it might be investigating. We want an independent agency set up which would allocate the funding. For example, judges' incomes are set by an independent body. We want the same thing. But here, for once, we've found a bipartisan issue, something upon which there's a common link between politicians, removing the powers of ICAC. That's a disgrace.
A federal ICAC corruption commission is yet to be established, despite the Morrison government announcing it in 2018. A spokesperson says it's on track to introduce legislation for the so-called Commonwealth Integrity Commission before the end of the year. Back in South Australia, MPs from all sides maintain the ICAC needs to focus solely on corruption, and that misconduct and maladministration will still be investigated, but by the state's ombudsman. They say this new model will save taxpayer money and spare those who are later cleared of wrongdoing from reputational damage.
That's Rhett Burney reporting.